And joining us now is Sean Whalen from Special Unit 2. That's on UPN every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. It starts tonight. You want to check it out. It's a kind of an unusual series. How you doing, Sean?
I'm doing well.
This is a very strange type of series.
Yeah, it's really a fun concept. Kind of a fun parody of a cop show mixed in with some supernatural Buffy the Vampire Slayer type monsters, so it's pretty fun.
Yeah, it is. It looks like a lot of fun, and one of the things that I think is really interesting is one of the characters in it, who is played by Danny Woodburn.
Yes.
The gnome,
right,
named Carl, the kleptomaniac gnome.
Yep.
Kind of an unusual character.
Yeah, he is kind of the informant for the Special Unit 2. And he's the go-between between the cop unit, Special Unit 2, and the Lynx, which are missing Lynx. And the missing Lynx can be anything from gnomes to fairies to gargoyles, mermen, anything that's odd and strange out there. And so he's an informant and helps the cops track down, kind of like Huggy Bear was in the old 70s series.
Exactly. I was going to say he's kind of the Huggy Bear on Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, you play the resident Link biologist, Sean Radman.
Yes.
And so he's part of this whole operation.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a fun role.
Yeah, it's actually really fun because they didn't want to go with your basic go-to science guy with the pencils and stuff. He was a young, hip, energetic, going to be the youngest full professor at the University of Chicago, but then he started telling people the truth, and this was the only job he could get. So he's kind of bitter that he isn't going to be scoring with the co-eds in college, but he's kind of hip and on the edge, so it's a fun way to play it.
Now, you've done a lot of guest stars roles on TV, but as far as I know, you're not a regular in any other TV series before this, are you?
No.
Now, is it a tough type of work in terms of the hours and the commitment?
Well, this show was great, actually, for me, because I'm actually at the home base. So when you have most of your work in one location, you can conglomerate it all onto a couple days.
Yeah.
It's tougher for the lead people who are out and about doing every location all through the hours, many hours. But they're slowly getting me out there, too, out beyond the station house to get out there. And I'm sure stuff would increase for me if the show keeps going.
Right. Now, you've done quite a few movies. I mean,
film is where I've really done most of my work.
What is the difference in terms of the workload from a movie to TV shows?
Meaning, you know, per project? Or?
Yeah.
Well, for this kind of show, it's really not that much different because this is a filmed show. So since it's on film, now a sitcom would be completely different because that's done on the live stage and you rehearse for a week. But for movies, it's pretty much identical, except that in movies you can usually afford more time to execute a scene.
Hmm.
Where in TV, you have to move a lot quicker. So.
Now, looking at your biography, you have kind of a who's who of great movies in your resume. The last one being Charlie's Angels, which was a huge blockbuster hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that must have been really fun to work. Did you actually get to work with all the beautiful women up close?
Yes, I did. One of my first days of work was with Cameron Diaz in a bikini on a speedboat. So that's a good day at work.
That's a tough day to take, Sean.
It's the kind where I call the studio head and say, I can't work under these conditions. I'm furious.
I want bonus pay for this.
Yeah.
Now, you've also done Men in Black,
uh-huh,
which was big, and the things you do. So you've worked with people like Will Smith and Tom Hanks and Tommy Lee Jones, Jim Carrey and the Cable Guy.
Tom Hanks was a great guy.
Who was a great guy?
Tom Hanks was a really...
Why does everybody say that? Everybody always tells you how wonderful Tom Hanks is.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of funny, isn't it?
Well, it's either a conspiracy or the guy really is a nice guy.
You know what? He really, you know, at the wrap party, which is a party at the end of a film, you know, he stood in the front and welcomed everybody and said, hey, how you doing? When people tell me, what is he really like? I say, you know what? He reminds me of the guy that would be at the huge family reunion barbecue with the apron on and going, okay, I got two cheeseburgers. Who wants a cheeseburger? You know, that guy. The,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The good, solid guy that's making the burgers and dogs for everybody.
Well, he's making the filet mignon, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
At this point, he probably has someone to do that for him.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, that's the,
yeah,
that's the flavor of Tom Hanks that I remember.
So. He worked with some cool people. I mean, Jim Carrey and the Cable Guy, another one.
Yeah, that was really interesting.
What was he like to work with?
He's, you know, he was, we were at a party scene, so when he came in to the scene, and Ben Stiller, who's really, really nice, who directed that, you know, he was telling stories, pretty tough stories, about how, you know, he's really getting followed. Like, he can't go out to dinner without a tabloid person showing up before the end of the meal.
Mm.
So he was a little wary of us at first, but we got to work with him for a few days. So by the end, he was hanging out and joking with us. But but he's got a ton of energy, and when it's time to go, he goes 100%. So it was really nice. I've really never had that bad of an experience with somebody. So
really,
I'm pretty lucky.
Now, you worked in Twister too with Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton.
Yeah.
That was a great special effects movie. What part did you play on that?
One of the Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton had a team of young actors, or a group of tornado chasers, that helped them out on their team, and I was one of them. So I was shooting for 4 months in the Midwest, and staring at nothing and getting wind blown at us.
But you did get to stare at Helen Hunt a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't bad to stare at either.
Not too bad.
Yeah, she's a quiet woman, and Bill's rowdy, so it was fun. it was like going to camp. It was actually kind of like going to summer camp, because you get to hang out with people your age, you get a, you know, per diem to live on. We lived in apartments all near each other, so it was like going to camp. It was really fun.
I was gonna say that I would think that even Batman Returns must have been like camp as well.
Yeah,
Michael Keaton and Michelle Pfeiffer too.
Well, I didn't get to work with them, unfortunately. But Tim Burton was another one of these amazing guys that when the camera was about to roll, they'd go, Tim, come on, we gotta get ready, and he'd be hanging out with the extras. I mean, such a mellow, nice guy, and really friendly, really fun, and one of the most amazing sets I've been on, actually. That was the one that had the Christmas theme, so it was a refrigerated soundstage, so you're in the summer heat, and you walk into Gotham City, where it's cold, and you can see your breath, and the whole thing. It was really wild.
Now, talk about nice sets. How was Drew Barrymore in Never Been Kissed?
She's fantastic. I became friends with her several years ago, actually. I kept on trying out for her films, and then finally a casting director said, you know, Drew, and her partner, Nancy Givonin, who's fantastic too, said, you know, they love you and they want to work. They keep trying to get you in their movies. So I actually called over to their production company and sent them a big thing of cookies and milk, and they thought, oh, this is so nice, we got to meet you. And so I went in, met them, and we became friendly. And while Never Been Kissed, I had a really small part, and then I just started improvising on the first day of shooting, and Drew said, great, keep writing, do whatever you want with this part. So I got to create the whole part, and the part got bigger and bigger in the film, and now they said, you know, they want to put me in every film they do. Hopefully they can, but...
It's kind of nice, huh?
Charlie's Angels, and I'm talking about the next couple films with them, so.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, really great. And she just, you know, she's an actor's actor. She really fought for me on Never Been Kissed to let me do what I wanted to do, and which is really, really great. So.
Yeah, she's a pretty cool lady, too. And
extremely nice.
Yeah, her husband, Tom, is a great guy, too.
Yeah, he was, I didn't really know him off his persona from MTV, but really sweet guy. Really sweet guy. I remember at the premiere for Charlie's Angels, there was a girl shivering kind of next to Tom and Drew wanting to get a picture taken, but was so nervous, and Tom turned around and put her in the picture, you know, swept her around, put her in next to Drew, took a picture of her, and the girl was so grateful. Very, very nice guy.
Yeah, it's nice when people are nice.
Yeah, I mean, I've been, like I said, I've been very lucky with mostly nice people.
Let me ask you a question about the. I know you were on a number of series. I'm not going to bore you with all of them, but Friends is one of my favorites. And since it's a closed cast, I was wondering a little bit about your experience on that show and what you played on the show.
Well, I actually did that in the first season before it had even aired. They started shooting in August, and I was shooting sometime in September, and the show hadn't even gone on the air yet. And I knew Lisa Kudrow from The Groundlings, which is a comedy LA. Los Angeles-based comedy troupe where a lot of people from Saturday Night Live. It's kind of like a second city of L.A.
Right.
And me and Lisa and some other people were in the Sunday show together, which is a weekly show, obviously, on Sunday nights. And so it was kind of neat to see her working on the series, and I had obviously no idea how huge it would become. And I remember I went to lunch with just the girls, because I knew Lisa, and we were, you know, talking about... romance or something like that, and it was really interesting to hear from three very pretty actresses' point of view about romance and relationships. So it was really fun.
I would think so. I think hanging around with Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox especially would be very much fun.
Yeah, it was definitely a good time. Yeah. I mean, it's great work, and you know, when you can get the work and you have nice people, it just makes it that much better. And that's what we had on Special Unit too. I mean, we just had a blast. We were laughing, and at our press junket in Pasadena, California, where they had the annual TV thing, they thought we were kind of a wacky comedy show because we were just joking around so much and having so much fun.
Definitely not
really
a comedy show.
Energy to a set.
The perpetrators on Special Unit 2's Scrutiny are indeed subhuman. They are the real missing links, creatures that have somehow slipped through the evolutionary cracks. And Sean Whalen, the link biologist, is one of the people who tries to trace it down. You can watch that tonight and every Wednesday night on UPN at 8 p.m. And before I let you go, I can ask you, but you actually wrote, directed, and starred in a film. Tell us about that.
That was based on a night with some friends who came over for a day after Thanksgiving dinner party, and we played a game of rock, paper, scissors for this really ugly cake since we were all full. Whoever lost had to eat it, and things kind of went south, and all this ugly stuff kind of came out, so I wrote this film about it, and the film traveled all over the world and just won... Actually, back east in the Rehoboth Film Festival in Delaware, won Best Short, and I've gotten some good mileage out of it. It was really fun.
Is it available on video?
No, it's not available on video. There's deals that are being, you know, talked about where either it'll be available on a compilation video or maybe on a website soon. So, but keep your eye out for it.
We will. Okay. Anything up coming up in terms of movies?
Right now, I'm actually developing. I wrote and directed a film. That has, right now, Bruce Greenwood from 13 Days, I don't know if you know the actor, to do it, and that I plan to act on it as well, and trying to set that up, and let's see, what else is coming? Oh, and then I'm developing a TV show with Jamie Gertz, actually.
Cool.
From Twister, so.
Excellent. Sounds like you got a full plate there, Sean.
Yeah, definitely.
Sean Whalen, Special Unit 2 on UPN Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock. Thanks so much for coming on to PNPNetwork.com today.
No problem.
Take care.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.